Welcome to the Ask Timeless Integrity podcast number 4. Each episode will feature a question or two that independent Watkins consultants have asked to help them build a successful Watkins home business. My name is Steve Bretzky, and I'm an independent Watkins executive and one of the Timeless Integrity field leaders. And with me today again is another field leader, Jerry Folkman. How's it going, Jerry?
Hello. Things are great, Steve. Thanks.
Well, thanks for being here with me today. But before we get started, I want to remind everyone that the answer to most of the questions that are posed on this podcast are typically going to start with two words, and those are "it depends." And the reason why I say that is because everyone's different. Everyone has different goals. Some people are following different strategies. People have different skill sets. So the correct answer for you might be different. And that's why we always say that before you take any action based on the discussions we have on these podcasts, always check with your upline leader, your sponsor. They know you. They know what's going on in your business, and they can help you move forward. So with that, let's get on to today's episode and today's question.
Before we start today's topic, I want to remind everybody that there are two main ways to build your Watkins business, and this one applies specifically to the people who are working on traditional selling with Watkins products, reaching out to customers and taking customers' orders, selling through booths and parties, those kind of things. The other way of building the Watkins business, what we call the one-minute business method, doesn't really focus so much on reaching out directly to customers. It focuses more on sponsoring and building a team of other Watkins consultants. So this topic today probably won't apply to you as much if you're following the one-minute business method. And today's question is, why would anyone buy Watkins products from me instead of a retail store?
You know,
these
Very
products
good
have
question.
Been around for a long time, and we know that they are in some retail stores, some of the national chains and things. And so how do we deal with that question? Why would anybody buy Watkins from me instead of a retail store?
Well, Jerry, I think it's a very logical question that someone that maybe looks at Watkins as a pure direct selling company might ask. It's very logical, and I understand it. But the truth of the matter is Watkins is a multi-channel company. What does that mean? That means Watkins sells their products through many different channels, just like almost any legitimate product is sold through many different ways, whether it be online, whether it be stores, whether it be face-to-face, whether it be person-to-person. Most companies with their brands, they sell them every way they can, and Watkins is no different. Now, that is different compared to a lot of other direct selling companies, and I always say the reason why Watkins does it is because our products are so good and priced so fairly that customers want them. And most direct selling companies, if they put their products on store shelves, they would sit there and gather dust.
Absolutely true, because most products, there's just no way that they would survive in a retail environment.
Yeah. So, but I do have empathy for someone that asks this question, especially someone who's been a traditional Watkins seller for quite some time, because that's frankly something they typically haven't had to deal with as much, although believe it or not, the current situation with Watkins, actually, you know, by putting products in stores, it's been going on since the early 2000s. It has, you know, increased a little bit in recent years, but it's been going on for quite some time. And actually, you know, we've always heard stories that, you know, these products have been in different retail stores all through the ages. You know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, they were sold many different ways. So it's not necessarily a new thing. But I think for most people, since it seems to have gotten in some chain stores around the country, it's different. And we understand a concern, and especially, Jerry, that question of, you know, why would somebody buy from me rather than go to a store if in their mind they thought that they were the only one where they could get it from? It's a logical question. But, you know, when we were talking about this earlier today, Jerry, just in preparation for this phone call, I was telling you about in my town. I live in a town of about 15,000 people, and when we moved here, there was a really nice Ace Hardware in town, and there was a grocery store, and there was a Walmart. So Walmart was already in place here in town. But shortly after we moved here, they built a big Lowe's. And I think if you had asked everybody in town, hey, do you think that Ace Hardware store, that nice little store, which funny thing was right across the street. You could see the Lowe's and the Ace Hardware could stand on their front doorstep and see each other. Do you think that Ace Hardware would survive? What do you think most of the people would have said?
Well, I would think most people in town would have been happy to place a bet that the Ace Hardware would be gone within 6 months.
And I would have been one of them. My hand would have been up too, because it was a pretty small town. I had moved here from a bigger town, and frankly, I was glad to have a Lowe's, you know, and because I knew they carried more stuff, and you know, typically the pricing, you know, when you carry more stuff in your bigger store, you assume the pricing is better, and in most cases, it is better. So here we are, probably it's been probably 10 years since that Lowe's has come to town, and our Ace Hardware across the street is still thriving just like they were before. Why do you think that is? Why would somebody buy from Ace Hardware with less things they can get and pricing higher when they can buy it cheaper at Lowe's? I don't, you know, why would that? Why do people buy, I guess, is the question.
Right, and it's a great question, and there's actually a bunch of different answers to it, but it really boils down to this, is that the overall customer experience that a person has when shopping at Ace or whatever the store is we're talking about, that their customer experience is what makes the difference. In other words, when a person leaves that store or finishes with their transaction with that business, Ace Hardware in this example, do they leave feeling like it was a pleasant experience and that it somehow reduced the headaches in their life rather than increasing the headaches in their life? Do they just in general feel better about it?
So that sounds to me like not everyone is buying just on a price. They're buying for, you know, emotional reasons as well. So what are some of those things? I mean, you mentioned some of them, but why would some people decide to pay $30 for a Black & Decker drill at the Ace Hardware when they could go across the street and get it for $25?
Well, that customer experience involves a variety of factors, and we can kind of break them down into two different categories, which would be emotional reasons versus logical reasons, why they would choose to shop at Ace instead of Lowe's in our example. And looking more specifically, here's the factors that I came up with that really make a difference. One is the personal connection, reputation, the appreciation they feel from this person they're buying from, convenience, service, selection, extra value, and somewhere in there is price mixed in as well. But you could, you know, even if you didn't jot all those down as quickly as I said them, if you're listening to this podcast, you could just hear there's about 7 or 8 things besides price that are important in people's minds in many cases. Now, that's not true of everybody. Some people say, I'm just going to buy on price and forget everything else because that's all I care about. But really, that's a kind of, in some ways, it's an exception, not the rule. And if you think about your own shopping habits or people you know, you know, there's a lot of different places they shop.
I was going to say, the funny thing is some people will go to Lowe's, figure out what they want to buy, and they're not going to go jump and buy it on Amazon anyway. So Lowe's is not the, you know, the perfect solution for them either, for those types of people.
Right. So let's break down those reasons and kind of let's use your example of the Ace Hardware store and why are they still in business when the Lowe's came across the street years ago. And how do each of those things, what would be examples of those? So first let's tackle these emotional reasons why people shop one place versus another. And one of those is the personal connection. So at the Ace Hardware, maybe if you're there in the town of Washington, maybe you know that your friend's kid is working as a clerk there. So that's some kind of personal connection that you decide to go there for that reason. Or maybe it's that the guy who works there goes to your church, or that you know his wife from your spouse's work place knows the spouse of the guy who works at Ace Hardware. Those are the kind of personal connections that can happen. Next one is reputation. Some people might view Ace as being a better citizen in the world or in the community. Maybe the impression is that they treat their workers better and pay better. Maybe the impression is that Lowe's is just a place where they, you know, churn anybody in or out. A lot of people feel that way about some big chains like Walmart, that they're not very good global citizens or community citizens. So that kind of reputation can have a difference. Appreciation. When you go into that Ace Hardware store, maybe that clerk says thank you, and they look you in the eye, and you can tell that they really mean that they appreciate your business. That can have a big effect on people deciding to go back to that store over and over again. And the fourth one here in this emotional reasons is extra value. Now, I got extra value kind of in both different categories. The Ace Hardware store, at least the one by my house, I don't know if yours does, Steve, They've got fresh popcorn going all the time when you walk in. Smells great, brings back memories of old times, simpler times, and that gives me a nice feeling when I walk into the Ace Hardware store by my house. They got that popcorn at your place too or not?
You know, I don't think so. I'm going to have to talk to them about that. But I do know that I do know two people that work there. One is the daughter of a friend of mine, and one is, you know, just an acquaintance. And I, you know, it's funny because at our Ace Hardware, there's about four or five people that are always in there working, and I recognize them. And now I don't go there all the time, and I go to Lowe's just probably as much, if not even more. But I do find myself going to Ace Hardware for many different reasons. And, you know, I can't tell you that I know anybody that works at Lowe's, and it seems to me that every time I come in there, it's somebody different. You know, it's just such a big operation.
Yeah, all those things add to that emotional connection. Now, in terms of the logical reasons, there are logical reasons besides price why somebody might shop at the Ace instead of the Lowe's store. Convenience. You know, maybe the Ace Hardware's got a pizza place next to it or something, and you're going to pick up a pizza and you say, you know what, I'm going to run into Ace Hardware and get light bulbs and a hammer as well as I get that pizza. It'll be very convenient for me. So maybe that's a factor in some transactions happening there. Also, it could be that, you know, Ace is a smaller store that you don't have to feel like you're running a marathon just to get a couple items in the Ace store. Might also be convenience that when you walk in that one of the clerks is happy to help you and point you directly to where you need to go and walk you there and help you look at something. All that is convenience, and that would also blend into service, okay? Maybe there's some old guy who works at the Ace Hardware store who knows everything about paint, and everybody in town knows that this guy knows everything about paint. So if you're getting ready to paint your house, you go to Ace. In fact, maybe you'd have a situation like I had at one of my stores up here, where I asked a question of the guy in Home Depot, and he told me to go down to the Ace store. So it might be a situation like that, but the guy had
wait. He told you to go down to the Ace store to buy it or to get the answer to your question? Was that because he knew somebody smart down there knew the answer to the question?
The clerk at Home Depot told me to go to the Ace store because the guy there knew what I was talking about. He would have more expertise on whatever. I think we were mixing up some cement for something my wife was making, some kind of stepping stones or something. So he sent me to the other store.
Well, and I haven't had that same experience, but I do know that, you know, I am about as handy as let's just say I'm not handy. Okay, but occasionally I get this idea that I think I can fix something, and I typically don't know what I'm doing. So I go online, I'll try to figure it out online. But if I'm going to go somewhere to ask somebody, like if I've got a simple little plumbing thing and I've got to figure out how to put that tape on or when do I use that and how does that work, I know darn good and well that I will get that answer at our Ace Hardware and not at Lowe's. I mean, Lowe's, it's just hit or miss whether anybody working there has any idea what's going on. Because they're really not, they don't hire people to teach you how to do something. They just hire people to move the merchandise. That's it. At least that's my opinion.
Exactly. So Steve, in this situation, in your impression, okay, you have kind of the vision in your head that you're going to get better service and that you're going to have fewer headaches if you go to Ace than if you go to Lowe's. You're going to get your headaches resolved quicker. And so that's a good reason. Now, extra value is another logical reason. So maybe Ace has sometimes a flyer that comes out in your paper that's got specials. And that brings their prices close to or maybe even in some cases a little bit better than what's available at Lowe's on specific things. So even if you're not a coupon clipper, watch the ads all the time, you still know that, you know what, even though Ace is higher on some stuff, they've got specials sometimes. Usually if you go in there for something, you're going to find something that you need is on special anyway, and you're going to come out a little bit better because of that thing being on special.
Yeah, and I think, Jerry, I don't think what we're trying to say here is that Ace Hardware is doing anywhere close to the business that Lowe's is doing. I mean, we're not saying that at all. Just saying that there is a place for a company like Ace Hardware in a small town that does good service and treats people right and they're friendly. They're going to do some business. They're not going to go out of business. And, you know, if they keep doing that, there is certainly a niche of people that want to give business to that place, even if they pay more.
Right. If you stood up by the street there and you counted how many cars or how many people walked in the front door of Lowe's in a given day versus how many people walked into the Ace Hardware in a given day, you'd certainly see more people walk into the Lowe's. But does that mean that Ace Hardware is out of business? No, because they've got 50 people working inside the Lowe's, and they got four or five working in the Ace Hardware. and the Ace Hardware, enough people walk in the front door of Ace still, because of these reasons that we've talked about, that it still makes sense for people to shop at Ace Hardware. In fact, depending on how, you know, I know this is an exaggeration, but when we look at those reasons why people might want to shop at Ace instead, in some ways you could kind of joke and say, well, why would anybody want to shop at Lowe's? And you can be justified in making that argument in some cases for some people. So it really comes down to the fact that there are different reasons why people shop at different stores. And now let's turn this, Steve, to Watkins and the question of why would anybody buy Watkins products from our team members instead of from a retail store? How do we, you know, kind of interpret those things? So, Steve, I'll kind of ask you maybe, you know, under our heading of emotional reasons, one of our things that we said about the Ace stores, maybe they have a personal connection. So how would that translate to Watkins?
Well, I think the bottom line is that we always say that people will do business with you if they know you, like you, and trust you. And so if you've got friends and you've got people that know you, they like you, they know you're an honest person, some people will buy from you just because they know you and they don't know whoever this faceless entity is where they could get a Watkins product.
And I think part of that personal connection goes into the whole thing of reputation as well. You know, when any of us are acting in the role of an independent Watkins consultant, we get to represent all of the good things from a time when life was simpler, when life was more enjoyable. We carry forward that reputation of the upstanding Watkins woman or Watkins man in the community from all the years past. And that's that kind of all goes in with the whole thing of people knowing you, liking you, and trusting you in that role as a Watkins person that you fulfill. Whereas if a Watkins product sitting on a store shelf, it does none of that. It certainly doesn't carry the same reputation of that good, wholesome feel that you get when you're dealing with a Watkins independent consultant. Appreciation, we talked about that, Steve, in the Ace Hardware store. They probably sincerely mean it.
Yeah, I just want to add to that, if you're a Watkins consultant, you know, most of the Watkins traditional sellers that I know, they are very thankful of their customers. They will call them up and see, you know, how the product's doing, if they can answer any questions about it. You know, that's not going to happen at any retail store anywhere, you know, typically not. And, you know, you can certainly add tremendous value to that to where the price is so irrelevant. You know, I remember back when, you know, people would say, well, why would you buy Watkins vanilla for X dollars when you could buy, you know, ABC vanilla at the grocery store for one-tenth the price? And now we could tell them it was better, and it was better, but the fact of the matter is, if you know, if you're buying that from a Watkins consultant that knew the difference, knew how to use it, knew all the different, gave you recipes, helped you you know, troubleshoot anything you're trying to, you know, make, if assuming it's vanilla, you're going to buy it, and you're not even going to ask the price because you're going to enjoy that experience.
Exactly. And so those are all emotional reasons, but there's also logical reasons why somebody would want to buy from our team members, independent Watkins consultant, instead of picking up the exact same Watkins products at a retail store. One of it is convenience. They may live near you, or they know that you'll drop the product off for them when you contact them and order it, or you'll bring it past when you see them. If you are working in a traditional job, you might somebody you see at work, you can give it to them there or at church or some organization when it's convenient. You make it easy and convenient for them to get the product from you. Also, an important one where in our Ace Hardware example, they had less selection maybe than the Lowe's store. But here in this situation, selection is a big positive for you, is a logical reason why somebody would shop from you. Because only you as an independent consultant offer the entire line of Watkins products. Now, some chain stores may offer only a few, some may offer more, some may even offer a lot of Watkins products, but only you can offer the entire product line. And related to that, you'll give them service because you'll talk to the person, to your customer, and ask them some questions about what their needs are, what scents they like, what flavors they like, what kind of foods they like to cook, and you'll coach them on some products that can help make their life better, reduce headaches, and make life more fun for them. And that's the kind of service that's so important.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, you know, we have that full product line available, and, you know, as a consultant, as a traditional seller, when you're talking to a customer, you know, we basically teach you to figure out what they're looking for, what are they trying to accomplish, and offer them solutions. You know, for example, we've got all sorts of personal care products, different types. And, you know, if those were all just looking on a catalog, if they're just on a catalog page or they're sitting on a shelf, you know, it'd be very difficult to figure out which one you get for this. We as consultants, you know, we learn about the products, you know, and can offer them what's going to work for them. And better yet, you know, we can offer them a money-back guarantee. Many of the retailers, you know, there isn't really the same money-back guarantee that we as consultants can offer them. So we can say, try it, and if you don't like it, be happy to refund your money. And, of course, you guys all know, if you're a consultant, you know that we're not out the money if we refund it. Watkins is the one that backs up that guarantee for all the independent consultants.
Right. So you can immediately give them money back out of your pocket if you'd like, but then Watkins, you call Watkins Customer Service, they take care of reimbursing you.
So Jerry, what about the pricing? I mean, the issue that a lot of people get hung up on is, you know, when something's in a store for cheaper, and in some cases, you know, there's a handful of products that it seems like over the years occasionally come out a lot cheaper in the store. You know, how do we offer, how do we compete? Do we have to compete? How does that work?
The bottom line on this is that Watkins products, we always offer fair pricing. And even though in some cases, or maybe many cases, your price won't be the lowest where somebody could find a Watkins product. And in fact, like you said, Steve, in some cases it might be a significant difference. But the price you charge will always be a fair price because these are great products. And the suggested retail price is absolutely a fair price. Now, on many products, we also got to realize, because sometimes people get all freaked out and upset, you know, that, oh, my gosh, every product is so much less than chain stores or whatever. And the fact of the matter is, in many cases, a lot of the products are pretty close to the catalog price, depending on what store you're talking about and what product you're speaking of. That's not to try to argue and say, you know, yeah, it's not that bad. We know it's significant, and it bothers any of us, you know, to have to even think about this kind of question of pricing. But, look, it's going to be a very fair price that you're going to be charging your customers. And, you know, we know that people can always find the same thing for a lower price if that's all they're looking for. Like you suggested earlier, Steve, people might not shop at Lowe's. They go online and find it at Amazon or somewhere if they were looking for a particular handsaw or something.
I think when it all comes down to it, if someone is a true price shopper for Watkins, you know, and they went through the catalog and they picked out everything they wanted, they'd probably buy one thing from this retailer, and they'd have to get this other thing online from this retailer, and then they could get, you know, probably get some from you as the consultant. And almost, I don't know anybody except maybe my mother back in the day that would go to the trouble. She would buy a can of peas for 2 cents less and drive across town to the other store to get something else. You know, time is short, and time is money. And while some people will go to that trouble, most people won't. And if they're going to get the best, the bottom line, I think, for me, Jerry, is if they're going to get a better experience buying from you for whatever they feel is important, okay, and if that's you being friendly, if that's you being helpful, if it's because they like what you stand for, your morals, whatever, people buy for different reasons, but if they are going to get more value and the experience in doing business with you, they will do business with you, and they will continue to do business with you, and price is just one little piece of that equation.
You're right. The fact of the matter is, when people have fun shopping with you, which they will when you're friendly, courteous, helpful, when they leave with a warm, fuzzy feeling after interacting with you, they're going to feel like coming back. And they're going to tell their friends. They're going to give you referrals, and they're going to be excited about the fact that there's this nice person that they can get Watkins products from. That's a real positive thing. Whereas at the chain stores, they're going to get no personal help, no expertise, and probably just a long wait in the checkout line.
Very true, Jerry. And one thing we didn't really mention, and I think this is true also, is that these retail programs, they have changed through the years. And, you know, the fact is, Watkins just doesn't call up a retailer and say, hey, we're going to come put something in on your store shelf, and you're going to take it. It is a very dynamic situation where one day it might be there, next month it's gone, and one day it's at one price, one day it's at a different price. And so, you know, that's just the way that whole business works. And so you as the consultant can be the steady place where you can always get them the products they're looking for. And as new things are coming out, you're going to be able to benefit from selling them those new things. So
Steve, let's just kind of summarize, make sure we answered the question here, okay, which I think we did, but it was why would anyone buy a Watkins from me instead of a retail store, and maybe especially even if some of the products are priced less elsewhere than they get them from me? Well, we've got all these emotional reasons and logical reasons why people would want to buy from you and where they would love that experience that you're going to give them, even if the price is a little bit different. You have some great advantages as a Watkins independent consultant that none of these other channels or places that Watkins gets the products out, none of those other places can compete on most of the areas where you can shine.
Very true. Thank you very much, Jerry. And hopefully that was helpful for those that are have this question. And there's other related questions to the products being in stores, and I'm sure we'll address those on future podcasts. But hopefully this was helpful just in helping you understand why someone would buy from you versus some other place where they could get those products. So let me remind you that this podcast is produced by Timeless Integrity, which is the official training and support for Watkins Consultants. Jerry and I are top achieving leaders, and we help coordinate this podcast. But we are independent Watkins Consultants. We are not employees of the company, so we're independent just like you are. So keep in mind that things do change. You know, this whole retail thing obviously could be totally different a year from now, so if you're listening to this a little bit in the future, you might want to check with us or check with your upline, and it's always good to check with your upline leaders or sponsor before you take any sort of action for your business.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.